Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If they get the number one pick this year, two or three or four, this isn't a great year for quarterbacks in the draft. So apparently one of the excuses we've heard is, well, they didn't like anybody in this past draft. They didn't like anybody in the draft before. I'm not sure you're going to like anybody. You got to do something. You can't just keep treading water, but they seem content to. Where does the rubber meet the road there?
So it's such an interesting dilemma, right? Because, I mean, right, we could sit here and debate whether, you know, are there going to be guys out there that would be good or not or whatever. And none of us can really say definitively. Obviously, even players who get drafted 1, 2, and 3 can bust. So it's not like those things are locked, even if you think a guy is supposed to be great. But the intrigue to me, the more I've thought about this is, so look, obviously there's still ways to go here. They could turn the season around. But if it continues to trend where we're headed and they have another losing season under Rivera, that would be 2 in a row. And if you get in a position to take a rookie in with a top 10 pick, let's just say, I get your point. Absolutely. At some point, you have to try to do something. But to go down that route either means, A, you're playing the rookie, and typically that means another losing year is coming because there's a learning curve there, or you still have to go out and get your Fitzpatrick-type guy and kind of muddle through and see what you get. Either way, that sounds like another sort of, you know, not moving forward kind of a year per se, or at least a struggle. So that means you may be looking at 3 losing seasons in a row. And I'm not trying to get way down the line and project Ron Rivera would be in trouble. It's just to say that going down that path causes potentially some issues. But it's to go the other way and say, well, then fine, don't do that. Go get a veteran. Well, how do you do that? Last year was a rare year that there was a few vets available, and even then it was basically Matthew Stafford and then, you know, some other guys who've had some success, but, you know, their prior teams didn't care. And this year the free agent class is basically Teddy Bridgewater, Aaron Rodgers, like I just said. It just seems incredibly unlikely he would choose this place based on everything we know to be. And then I don't know, what are you hoping for? Some Derek Carr type guy breaks out, but other teams want quarterbacks too. So this is the conundrum. It's at some point you do have to sort of figure out the plan, except that the options are not there. And one of the problems is this place is just not, doesn't seem to be that attractive for anybody to want to come here. Russell Wilson put 4 teams on the list. He didn't, last year, he didn't put this team on the list. He put the Bears on the list. He didn't put this team on the list, right? How do you get people to be interested in you as a franchise? That's what Rivera is trying to work on when he talks about culture and things like that. And that's also part of the story about how Ron Rivera looks at some of this, but it is a tricky component, and the rookie doesn't necessarily solve all the problems, though it does give you the feeling that you're at least trying to do that.
Rivera and Ben Standing of The Athletic is with us here on Grant and Danny. Even though the bloom is off the rose locally, and there's some venom from the fans, and there's now tough questions being asked in the media, and some bristling from him back and forth with reporters, he is beloved nationally, and I do wonder if that still helps them in some way in this regard. When you talk about having to be a selling point to, you know, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers are long shots, but like, if Russell Wilson just decides at the end of this year he wants out of Seattle, you're right, we know which teams he wanted to go to. I keep pointing to Vegas and Denver as options for Rodgers if somehow he ended up with the Raiders and then Derek Carr is available. Like, I do think Rivera nationally is still a net positive in trying to bring a guy like that in because people love this guy.
Yeah, so when, as I said, I started to like think about this before the season started. I do my annual NFL agent survey, and most of the questions are about broad topics, but I did ask some specific ones about this team. And one question was, could Ron Rivera's popularity help them lure that quarterback? Now, again, it went along with an improving defense and this team not being in headlines for negative reasons, and none of that has come into play. But that is, on some level, perhaps their biggest asset right now is the Ron Rivera component. Now, with that said, like you mentioned, he's really popular among the media set. He does a lot of interviews, and, you know, he's accessible, and people do like that. And some people, agents I spoke with, including agents, you know, have some big clients, said that, hey, they like Ron. He thinks they're doing a good thing. Is that going to be enough to sway anybody? Certainly not on the Rodgers front. Like, that wouldn't be a deciding factor. But as far as the other spots go, maybe. That's the point. Like, I talked to Ron right before the season started about this, the idea of you're not just a coach, you're also a salesman. You're the guy who every day is the face of this organization. You're doing interviews, you're talking to reporters, you're the face of this place. How much do you consider that you're talking not just to the reporters, not just the fans, but you're basically trying to sell yourself and this organization to agents from free agents who maybe had looked at this place with side eye after everything that's gone on? And he said, yeah, absolutely, I have to consider that. I need to let people know we're doing things differently. And he is trying that, but it is hard to overcome everything else, you know, not just what's happened recently with these emails and things like that, but everything else that's gone on here for the last 20 years. This is a place where people say, hey, you know, I'm not that excited to send my guys there. Certainly not at a caliber of a quarterback who has, you know, I wrote basically, when it comes to the star quarterbacks, they're the bachelor giving out the rose. It's not the other way around. Whereas other positions, you're kind of like, hey, you want me? We're talking money. Good, let's get this done. And that is a hard spot to be in because nobody really is that excited. When you have options, nobody seems to be that excited, it appears, to want to come here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.